Changing your basement doors is the fastest and least expensive way to add living space and value to your home. Bilco basement doors and window wells add light, ventilation, and code-compliant emergency egress to lower-level living areas, making them as warm, safe, and comfortable as any room in the home. Basement doors are available with a factory-applied powder coat paint finish in a number of standard colors to complement any home. To learn how to get more out of your basement with Bilco products, visit Bilco.com.
To hang heavier items on your walls, you need the solid backing of a stud. That's one of the vertical 2x4s behind finished walls. The most reliable way to find them is an electronic stud finder, which detects changes in density. You pass it over the wall, and lights and tones tell you when you found a stud. You can also hold a lamp light close to the wall and look for nail heads and seams in the drywall. The low-tech methods include tapping and listening for hollow spaces or looking alongside switches and outlet boxes, since they are usually attached to the side of studs. The good news is, once you find one stud, you should be able to find them all, because most walls are laid out with a stud every 16 inches. I'm Danny Lifford with Tips for Today's Homeowner.
Midas is hiring one certified auto tech to start now. Apply at Midas.
WTAD.
Way brought to you each and every weekday morning by Hilbing Auto Body. Remember, if it happens to you, take it to Hilbing. Tony Deedy is here from the Adams County Health Department, and we're going to be talking today about a hazardous waste collection day that is coming up on Saturday, October 9th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is for Illinois residents only, and it's going to be at the Adams County Highway Department, not at the Health Department. But this is going to come a few weeks after our citywide cleanup. So a lot of people put out a lot of stuff for the citywide cleanup, but there are certain things that you cannot put in the citywide cleanup. But right after that, on October 9th, they're having a hazardous waste pickup. So this goes hand in hand, perfect timing for this. But I think you have to make an appointment, don't you, Tony?
We do have to make an appointment. It helps us plan for resources and equipment, and the contractors come there. So, yeah, we've got a website. You can get on the Adams County website to register, or you can go directly to our registration website, which is pretty easy overall.
So they just need to know you're coming so you can get a time slot. And, of course, when they're full, which begs the question. People are always calling, when's the next one, when's the next one? Why don't we just have more of these?
Well, actually, that's the whole goal of having this. We had one 2 years ago, which is pretty recent for what we've had in the past. Prior to that, we've only had one a collection event every 7 years. But the Illinois EPA sees that we have a need in our area of the state, and they're trying to get us to go have an event once every year. And so we need people to register, so we have the proof that people have an interest in joining us on that day. And as long as we have a continued interest, we're going to have this event every year. So that's good news.
That is good news, because once every 7 years is not enough. Now, a lot of you people are saying, well, I don't clean out my garage once every 7 years, so maybe it is enough. However, this is the kind of stuff that you have around your house, out in your garage, under your kitchen cabinet, in a shed in your backyard. A lot of it is highly flammable. It's very toxic if any would be ingested by a child or a pet. So we're talking about oil-based paint. That is considered hazardous waste. Paint thinner. Used motor oil. I know a lot of people just think it's okay to let the motor oil drain out on the curb and go down the gutter. That's not acceptable.
I don't recommend that.
No. Any kind of aerosol paint in a can. Drain cleaner.
Right.
Old gasoline that you have sitting around, all kinds of cleaning products, pool chemicals, lawn chemicals, antifreeze, herbicides, pesticides, insecticides, fluorescent bulbs. You're
yes.
not supposed to throw those away. That's considered hazardous waste. Rechargeable batteries. That's a big one because they're so small, a lot of people just toss them in the trash can.
Right.
You really should be taking them to a hazardous materials collection.
Now, the alkaline batteries you can throw in your trash, the typical household batteries that you put in your little devices, those are okay to put in the trash.
Okay. And don't bring any latex paint. You can make your latex paint okay if it's wet. You can mix it with cat litter and then dispose of it just along with your regular household waste. So
right
now, the bottom line is people need to be going through their attics, garages, basements, any place you've kept stuff. With citywide cleanup coming the last Saturday of the month and then this household hazardous waste day coming on October 9th, there's really no excuse for anybody that lives in the city of Quincy or lives anywhere in Illinois.
Anywhere in Illinois.
To have this stuff around.
Exactly.
Okay. So you talk about making an appointment. First, we have to gather all this stuff together, and then we transport it to the Adams County Highway Department. Then they take it. What happens to all this toxic mess?
Some of the stuff can it's interesting. Any of the stuff that's flammable, they will blend it all together, and they will sell it to companies that can actually use it to burn as fuel for their operations. Some things are recycled, broken down. That's a degree that's beyond mine, of my understanding. Some things are just reused. So it is an interesting process. I should have remembered and
should have got your PhD in hazardous materials. Well, I know one of the things, for example, is mercury. Now, you know, anymore, we have all new ways of taking people's temperature. But in the old days, you had an outdoor thermometer or a home thermometer that you took your kid's temperature and it had mercury in it. Mercury is one of the most toxic chemicals that you can possibly have. One drop of mercury is pretty much enough to kill you. So, you know, a child crunching on a thermometer is pretty much instantaneous death because of the glass and the mercury. But what are you going to do with all that stuff? Well, there's a way for them to trap that mercury and keep it out of our environment.
And now you can bring it to the Household Hazardous Waste Collection Day, and we'll take care of that for you. And it's interesting, you know, I've had calls in the past where individuals are going through their grandparents' stuff, you know, cleaning out their house, and they used to collect vials of mercury just as trinkets, and that's not something we want to be throwing in our just normal trash.
No, that is so highly hazardous, and in fact, I think the state of Illinois just recently, the Illinois River became safe to eat fish out of, you know, for everybody. And mercury can get in the waterway and then get in fish.
Right.
And then the fish eats the other fish. And then the bigger fish eats that fish. Then you eat that fish and that mercury's in you.
Right.
So it's not something that goes away. It doesn't dissipate. That is really, really dangerous stuff. Household Hazardous Waste Collection Day at the Adams County Highway Department, 101 North 54th Street. The collection site entrance will be at 52nd and Main. Most people probably don't even know where the highway department is. I mean, when was the last time you had to go to the highway department? So it's out there on 4th North 54th. So the lineup will start at 52nd and Main, and it's Saturday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. But you'll really know when you're supposed to come because you've got to make this appointment.
If you make this appointment, you're going to get reminder emails and you're going to get reminder text messages. So when you register, give us a phone number that you can receive text messages on. If you don't and you register, you have a friend, family member register for you, just write down that time. A few of us just still are not internet savvy, and we get that.
Okay.
And it's okay to help your friends, family, neighbors out. You don't have to bring only yours. And when you actually register, we're going to ask you, how many households are you bringing waste for? 1, 4, 6. We don't care. The more households we get involved, whether it's in one vehicle on one big long truck trailer, we don't care as long as it's household waste, not business waste, commercial waste, medical waste, and such.
Right. This is not your leaves, your bag of leaves. This is not your garbage. This is household hazardous waste, not a big battery from a car, for example.
Right.
Not a fire extinguisher. Not a smoke detector. No fireworks.
No fireworks. Nothing that goes boom.
agriculture chemicals, there's a whole separate thing for that that has nothing to do with this collection.
Correct.
They're having those other places. Same with farm machinery, oil and that. And, you know, your sharps and your needles, you know, you're not bringing those. That's medical waste. So this is household hazardous waste only. And if you have any doubts, there's a whole list of things that are and are not allowed. My guest today is Tony Deedy. Coming up in a moment, we're going to have the mayor of Quincy on, talking about the Quincy Calling Program. So let's take a break right now. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation about Household Hazardous Waste Collection Day at the Adams County Highway Department, 101 North 54th Street on Saturday, October 9th, from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. is for Illinois residents only. 929, Talk Radio 930, WTAD. Mayor Mike Trope is in the green room. We'll be talking about the Quincy Calling Program, but we're going to finish our conversation with Tony Deedy from the Adams County Health Department. And your health is on the line when you have household hazardous waste just collecting in your garage, in your attic, in your basement, in your shed, under your kitchen sink. Tony Deedy, October 9th, circle that on the calendar. Call today and get your appointment, and then start cleaning out. And what kind of things should we be bringing to this disposal opportunity?
Well, there's so many things you can bring to this. You know, we're hitting the end of the summer season. Pool chemicals that are expiring or you're not going to be able to use next year, perfect time. Bring those in. We talked about the fluorescent bulbs, the rechargeable batteries, the insecticides, the pesticides, those weird chemicals. The one thing we can't bring is latex paint. You can dry those out. There are any water-soluble paints, water-based paints. So, but anything on the paint that says flammable, bring that in.
Oil-based paints. You can get
rid
of the others simply at a regular citywide cleanup if you dry them out.
If they're dry.
If they're dried, right.
Check what citywide cleanup rules on that.
But again, oil-based paint, the paint thinner, kerosene, gasoline, you know, anything that's flammable is basically hazardous waste. And then a lot of things like drain cleaner. You know, it's kind of scary to think what that does to your drain, what that would do if you drank it. I can't even imagine. But it's so important to get all of these chemicals away and out. After they've been in the shelf for a while, their potency really isn't very good anyway. So why would you open up something from 1942 that you found in a shed and say, oh, here's some paint thinner. I think I'll use it. No, we wouldn't do that anyway.
Or worse yet, you're cleaning out the old family barn and you find a jug of chlordane or a brown bottle of something you don't know what
DDT.
It is.
DDT.
Bring it in.
Bring it in. If you're in doubt, bring it in. They know how to take care of it.
Yep.
Okay, folks, go to the Adams County Health Department. You have to register for a slot. They're going to have as many as 800 slots open for vehicles to come through. So it's not like it's very, very, very limited, but they want you to sign up now because they're not going to be able to handle more than 800. So, you know, you don't want to come there at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's not like stand in line. It's get an appointment.
Right.
It's a really smart way to do it. I'm not going to queue up at 7:30. You know, just bring the stuff. First of all, I shouldn't be in my car with all this toxic stuff that long.
And to me, you know, with everything that's going on, this is a contactless event. We don't want you to get out of your car. We want you to pop your trunk. The technicians are going to come pull it out of the trunk for you, pull it out of the back of the truck for you, and you don't have to touch a thing. So you could stay in the comfort of your driver's seat.
Okay, Saturday, October 9th, Illinois residents only. It's at the Adams County Highway Department. You can enter the collection line at 52nd and Main. Be sure to call go to the website today for the health department to sign up for the contactless event. Tony Deedy, thank you so very much for coming by today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Coming up next, the mayor of Quincy, Mike Trope. We're back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. The mayor of Quincy, Mike Trope, is in the Mary Griffith Show hot seat today, but wow, has he got an important message to send to everyone who lives in Quincy and the Quincy area, and that is a new program called Quincy's Calling. Welcome, Mayor Trope.
Thank you, Mary.
So good to have you in this capacity.
It's good to be back with you.
Yeah. Not talking about anything controversial. Well, we'll get to that in the second part. But for right now, we're going to start out on Quincy's calling. You know, so many people say, well, we've got this big problem. What are we going to do to solve it? Quincy is losing population. There's no doubt about it. The census figures confirm it. We are losing population. We've got to get more people to move here, and we've got to get more people to work here. But how are we going to do that? And so Quincy's calling came to mind. Please explain what that's all about, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, so over the last several years, our Quincy businesses have continued to grow, expand, and they have been able to pull the resources until recently strictly from residents in this region. As they continue to grow, and some have hit record sales of their operations in the last few years, we're now really out of the skilled workforce. So Grediff reported just this last week, currently there's 700 full-time primary wage jobs available in our largest industries. That does not include all the help wanted signs you see at all the other small businesses throughout the region.
I think that's critically important to understand. This is not 750 openings at a fast food restaurant. This is not 750 openings at a retail outlet where you're a cashier. These are 750 head of household paying jobs where you could move into our community and with that salary alone be the head of a household for a family of four and make a living wage. And those are primarily at our major enterprises. And one thing that concerns me, of course, always is when there's a labor shortage here, some of these companies, which are national and even multinational, could say, well, we would love to expand in Quincy, but we're going to go to another state or we're going to go to another area because they have the workforce we need. So we've got to get those workers here.
Right. And a lot of those local businesses here in Quincy have other operations scattered not only in the U.S. but across the globe. So they have a little bit more flexibility.
Yeah. And we don't want them to expand at that plant
right.
somewhere else. We want that expansion to be here in Quincy. And so it's important that we try to achieve this goal. Now, obviously, we have healthcare, you know, margarine making, welding. We've got all these things that we're asking people to do. But to get people to come to Quincy, you're actually going the extra mile. It almost sounds, if somebody would have told me this, you know, 20 years ago, I would have been astounded that this was even thought of. But the city of Quincy is going so far as to literally paying people to move here.
Yeah, we won't pay for the moving expense. But August 1st, the city council did approve a QRAP program. So people that move to Quincy to take a job and after they're here 6 months, they're eligible for $3,500 assistance in rent. If they decide to buy property here in Quincy and they pay the first real estate taxes, let's say as early as next summer, then up to the first $5,000 for the first year of the property tax can be reimbursed directly from the city. And those are incentives that we're getting. Now, you can't get the rent plus the real estate. It's an either or, but you can apply for either one through Grediff. Grediff's managing that for us. And the benefit is as Quincy grows, it helps all the other current residents as well to have other neighbors and coworkers filling the jobs that we are so desperately are looking to fill.
And there are safeguards in this. You're not giving them that money right away. They've got to establish residency here, work here, be successful here, and then that comes as a you know, off of your property tax or off of your rent. So it's not truly a pure giveaway program, but you know, Mike, you've been here, you know, your entire life pretty much, and you've run a big business that has international outreach. I've heard about this happening like in Tulsa, Oklahoma. They started a program like this, you know, 5 years ago. Is this becoming what is going to be necessary to get workers?
You know, we, the group, the city before I got seated, the alderman approved contracting with North Star. out of Florida to help recruit people to the area. Quincy and Gretiff has always been good at recruiting businesses, and there's still discussions with other people looking at relocating their business, but we need to change the focus to not focus strictly on businesses relocating here, but get the quality people, because our core businesses are continuing to grow. We want them to continue to grow in Quincy.
And I hate to say this. I'm trying to couch my words delicately. Whenever there's a crisis somewhere else, there's an opportunity for us. It doesn't mean we want there to be a hurricane or a devastating tornado or flood, but I don't think it takes too much to think that some people that live in New Jersey may be saying, oh my God, to rebuild here is going to take 2 or 3 years. Let's just pull up stakes and get a fresh start. So there's a chance, if you know people that are struggling in hurricane-affected areas, in areas that are struggling where jobs are not available, this is a chance to invite them. Come, move to Quincy. It's kind of like an ambassadorship for each and every one of us.
Yeah, and part of this same program is anybody that's here in the listening audience, they can go to quincyscalling.com, register their friends, family that don't live in this area that have thought about, or the family here in town wants them to think about coming to Quincy for a job and to get back home. Put that in. If those people that you put on the list actually do eventually move to Quincy, you will be eligible for a $250 gift certificate to a local restaurant. So you can go out to dinner on us for sharing names of friends and family, which you'd like to have as your neighbors and back here in the community.
I can hear my mother right now saying, why couldn't this happen when my little baby moved away? Why is this campaign so important to Quincy? If you've got $125,000 set aside, that's going to be enough to bring about 25 individuals or families to Quincy. And 25 individuals or families is not that many, frankly. But, it starts a progression. I guess it starts turning a momentum. Why is this so important that this be successful?
Well, we need the jobs. We need people to fill these jobs so our businesses continue to grow. So that's the foundational issue here. We also know that Quincy has statewide and in the country lower cost of living than any place else. Our real estate, we've got some of the finest architecturally significant older homes. We've got new homes. We've got loft apartments. Whatever the housing that somebody wants or expects or would not want to give up, we've got similar options, if not better than where they're coming from.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying, but Illinois is a high-tech state. Illinois is a state where population is being drained. And those are true statements. However, Quincy compares so much better to Chicago, Rockford, et cetera. And so folks may want to move here. Some of the statistics, the cost of living in Quincy is 25% less than the national average. I mean, if you're moving, for example, from San Francisco to Quincy, you sell anything out there. Well, first of all, you probably don't own your own home. But your $4,000 a month rent for your studio apartment buys you a mansion on Main Street here. Also, the cost of housing here, 20% less than Illinois average and 50% less than U.S. average. So, again, moving here is kind of a no-brainer for people that live on the East Coast and West Coast and people that live in the Chicago suburbs and the rings, because, yes, we'll still be in Illinois and there'll still be some of those ancillary problems, but compared to where you are, they're so much better.
We do, and, over the last few years, we know the schools, the public schools, built 5 new elementary buildings. So that, with all the other significant infrastructure that Quincy did, we've got almost $200 million that the taxpayers have approved for different expansions, and they're there. So if you're bringing your family and they go to the public schools, they're going to be in a building that's no more than, 3 years old? Some of them not even that old. Our parochial schools are solid. So if you want private education or you want public education, Quincy is unique in that area, and the school district operated, you know, in-person education all of last year when a lot of the state was shut down. So, yes, we're in Illinois. We don't hide that. We're actually proud of that. But in our region, we're also the go-to community, and we're going to work to keep it that way.
Mayor Mike Trope is my guest today. We're talking about the Quincy Calling Program. Bottom line, WTAD listeners, here's what's in it for you. If you know anyone who wants to relocate to Quincy, they must have a permanent residence here. They must move here and get a job, and they must be a permanent resident here, and they're entitled to these property tax and rental assistance. You also can get a $250 gift certificate by recruiting, by being that personal ambassador, because who better sells Quincy than folks who live here and are happy here? And if you need more information about this program, you can go to Grediff or the City of Quincy's website, and it's Quincy's Calling. This is a concerted effort to give out $125,000 in property tax and rental incentives to get top-paying head of household people to come to live in Quincy and to take the jobs that are now open in this marketplace. Again, this is head of household jobs. These are not, part-time jobs with no benefits. These are the jobs that drive our economy. So we're going to take a break. We're going to talk about a driver of our economy, the farm markets. And when we continue, Mayor Mike Trope will stay on. I hope he's not going to jump up and leave just yet. And we'll talk about a few other things that are happening in the city of Quincy. And your phone calls are always welcome at 223-9300, 1-800-228-WTAD. We're back at Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Mayor Mike Trope, my guest today, and we're laughing. Mike was telling me during the commercial break, while he was running for mayor, all anybody ever said was, fix the streets, fix the streets, fix the streets. Now all he gets are complaints. My street's closed because you're fixing it. So welcome to the world of politics, Mike. You can't win. Thank you for playing. But there has been an awful lot of infrastructure. What's this magic pothole machine? I've never even heard of such a thing that you could rent a pothole filling machine.
Yeah, it's really a nice piece of equipment. Instead of just throwing what Quincy's done for, three decades, cold asphalt, and then back the truck over it to try to smash it down, this truck now has all the equipment on it, so it's self-sustaining. You put two crew members on it, they go in, jackhammer the pothole a little bit larger than the hole itself. They've got the spray to put, the tar back on, put warm asphalt on, smash it down so it's nice and smooth. And it's just so much better operation. And, last week at the council meeting, we had the report to show just the significance of the square feet of potholes, road surfaces that have been redone in about 6 weeks. So it's working well, and the council then is looking at extending that another month. We've added a second shift to that so we can get, I'm hoping to be able to get 6 months of work done in three.
That'd be great. And again, we're not purchasing this equipment. We're merely renting it. And you feel that that's more cost effective.
Well, it is. If we purchased it, and we're still evaluating, are we going to purchase it? Which, by the way, if we buy this or this company's product, all of the rent that we're paying this summer goes to against the price that we would pay for a new vehicle. But the lead time for them to deliver a new vehicle, we would not have it available until sometime next year if we would have ordered it. So we said, well, let's test it. We don't really lose, and we'll see how our crews like it. We'll see if it really does do an improved job, and then we can make that decision. So
well,
that's what we're doing.
Let's face it, you're not going to fix potholes 12 months out of the year in this climate anyway, so it might be better just to rent it for or two. Yeah, could
you're
be.
Right.
I don't know if you meant it to be controversial, but you caused a little controversy, Mr. Mayor, when you said that you thought maybe the mayor of the city of Quincy should hire and fire the police chief and the fire chief. You expect it to be controversial?
Anything that you do as a city council or the mayor, someone's going to question why you're doing it.
So why are you doing it?
Well, when you take a look at the city budget, and fire and police departments make up over 50% of the city budget, yet the elected office holders, the mayor, and none of the city councilmen or the aldermen have a say into who should be the fire chief or who should be the police chief. Well, the mayor gets to pick all the other department heads. Okay, so the thinking is, why shouldn't the mayor be able to pick the chief? And when I say the mayor, that would be in conjunction with the alderman to pick someone that has the experience and the training to lead that department. But to make sure it's a clear line to say, okay, you report like every other department, you know, head. So when we ask about budget issues or should we look at something different to be more efficient, then we have a direct chain of command to be able to get in with the people. And that's been lacking. When you look at different groups throughout the state, all the larger towns actually have gone to having the mayor and the council approve the fire chief hiring or selection, as well as the police chief. They've done that now for years. Quincy is still doing it the old way, and it creates some problems.
Well, okay, couldn't it create problems though? Because like right now, you know, let's say you're brand new as the mayor, and maybe you replaced, let's say, a Democrat or whatever, and the police chief or the fire chief was just all up in that mayor, just, you know, that was their golden boy. And you don't particularly like that. So you could just go ahead and fire the fire chief or fire the police chief because, you know, they didn't support you politically or something like that.
Well, you know, you can look. You know, I've had people after I won the general election, I had people at the aldermen and other people around the city say, oh, you need to let this person go or that person go, et cetera. And I said, you know, I can't do that. In other businesses that I've taken over some leadership role, I've got to work with all these department heads. And if they can work with me on the issues that we're trying to work on, great. If they can't, then I'll consider that. But I didn't come in with any preconceived notions that I need to switch. As a matter of fact, I'm quite excited with the staff that's been there. And as you know, there's, you know, all sorts of people politically that are active in one party or another, or not active at all, but they're there doing their job. That doesn't come into their conversation when we're talking about city business. Okay, so I think I've already proven that I'm not one to make a political decision. And so I think there's ways of safeguarding that so that kind of event doesn't happen.
Would the Police and Fire Commission continue to exist as an advisory capacity to you?
Well, so they would hire every other position up to the deputy chief. They would just no longer make the selection on who the chief ought to be for either the fire or the police department. What I would do, and I've told that to the alderman already, that if we needed, let's say we went with this proposed change and we needed to verify that the candidates for chief were qualified or they had to go through some other testing, I would still look at our fire and police commissioners to run those tests.
Okay. We've talked about infrastructure and the pothole machine. People are excited about that. You know, this is your first stretch at mayor. How's it been going for you? What are some of the challenges you maybe didn't anticipate? What things have gone maybe more smoothly than you thought?
You know, I've been, I don't know if I have any super surprises. The staff at the city and the people have been very welcoming. I do get maybe once a week now the question, well, we've not been asked that question before. And it's like, okay, good, but what's the answer? You know, so they're very good. They've been patient with me trying to learn. But
you bring a different set of eyes.
Correct.
So that is good that somebody's asking those questions.
Well, and we're making a change. I hired Carrie Potter, who is our head of our HR department now. The city really hasn't had a professional HR person for quite a while. She's uncovering issues that we need to get clarified. you know, all city departments have to operate similarly. You can't have this department offer, you know, a set of tools or benefits that's not offered over here. We've done that. We're making some changes to our group health insurance, and I'm expecting that in this first year of the health changes, I'm thinking we're going to save somewhere between $500,000 and $700,000 without a significant impact in benefit-wise or the care insurance, you know, with Blue Cross Blue Shield.
As a taxpayer, I thank you for that. Thank you
You're welcome.
Mayor Mike Trobe, glad to have you on. Always good to talk to you. Don't be a stranger. Be a guest more often, okay?
Would welcome it.
And just make sure that my corner, my street, is the most priority street in Quincy. Thank you.